There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
This episode is sponsored by Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in West Virginia. Upcoming featured entertainment includes The Steel Woods on April 26th and Little River Band on May 3rd. Details and tickets at HollywoodCasinoCharlestown.com. Must be 21 to enter the casino floor and attend a show. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Welcome to the newest episode of Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. I'm your host, Jason Fraley, picking the brains of the top filmmakers, musicians, and artists of our time. Six-time Dancing with the Stars champ Derek Hough performed Symphony of Dance live at Capital One Hall in Tysons, Virginia this Wednesday. He joined me to preview the show and recap his wife's medical emergency the last time they were in the D.C. area in December, when she started feeling disoriented at MGM National Harbor and was rushed to MedStar Washington Hospital Center for an emergency craniotomy.
Hello.
Hey, Derek Hough. Hey, thanks so much for joining us on WTOP in Washington, D.C.
Hi, brother. How you doing?
We're doing all right. You and I, actually, we just spoke when you came, the same thing, Symphony of Dance, when you came to MGM National Harbor back in December. And little did we know that show was going to be like, I'm sure you had a fun show while the show was going on. But afterward, it was a wild ride for you and your wife with a medical thing. So remind us what happened really quick before we tease the new one that's coming up.
Yeah, I think, well, that show definitely became a moment in our lives that we'll never forget. And a moment that we are so thankful for the city, you know, for the MedStar Washington Hospital and for just the city itself, just the beauty of it and the people and the people who came up to us in the streets, you know, the coffee shops, just wishing their best for us and wishing, you know, Haley, her health. And it was a crazy experience, which is why I think, you know, going back to that area is so special to us, because to be completely honest with you, I really wanted our doctor, at the hospital who performed both of Haley's surgeries, to come see a show, just to thank him, and all the nurses and the staff and, but also just the city, just the people, you know, to come to a show, so we could actually like give our hearts to them, as they did for us. So we're very, very excited about it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. And just to remind everyone, you know, you're bringing Symphony of Dance to Capital One Hall in Tysons, Virginia on Wednesday, April 24th. So you said that you've invited the doctor. What's his name? Do you know the name off the top of your head?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Dr. Jeffrey Mai. He, great man. And just we'll never forget this guy. You know, he's on our cell phone. We call him regularly, you know, always checking in and making sure that we're doing things right and everything's safe and everything's good. And but yeah, it's amazing. Like, you know, you would think that we might have a sort of a negative association to that experience and to that place. But the contrary is that we have a very positive association to that area, because it was a special place for healing and you know, just care. So we're excited to go back in a different way and to give our love.
I love hearing that it's not you could view it, you know, one of two ways. You could view it as, oh gosh, that area, you know, bad memories, life threatening. But instead, you're flipping it and saying that was a life saving event in our lives. That was a positive. So Well, I want to get into the actual Symphony of Dance, you know, the actual show as an entertainment show for, you know, in 1 second. But just one last follow up. I want to make sure I had, because I'm going to write an article with this, too. So I got to get my journalistic, you know, all my ducks in a row. Like, what are you allowed to say what exactly medically happened? I'm sure it's online somewhere. But just tell us real quick what happened. And did it stop the show, or was it more like after the show?
You know, it happened, right at the very end. And you know, the information's out there, it's out there of what happened, but, you know, it was just sort of a freak accident, not even an accident. It just happened.
Yeah.
Nothing specifically caused it. But we're really fortunate that, you know, with all the many, many different doctors and all the different, you know, people surrounding us, they're all sort of in alignment that it was, just sort of a one-off thing that happened. And so we're fortunate about that. And thankful for that. But yeah.
So sort of like a freak thing. Okay. Well, and then is Haley, is she, because I know you were relatively newly married before all this happened. I remember you telling us you were looking forward to taking her to, what was it, Maidan, the Middle Eastern restaurant.
Yeah.
I guess we never made it.
No, we went.
Oh, you did?
It's funny because we wouldn't have gone. we joke about that. You know, I was like, oh, babe, you know, I wanted to take you to this restaurant, but and now we might have the time, we might have the chance. So actually when she was feeling better and when she was, you know, when things were safe and everything was good, we went there and I was able to share that food with her. It was pretty cool. But,
oh, great. When I heard this happened, I was, you know, concerned for the health, obviously. But then once I heard everything was okay, I was like, damn, they bet they never got to the restaurant, but I'm glad to hear you did.
And again, they were so beautiful. They were so like gracious and kind, and they were just really sweet. You know, it's those little moments that, like, when, especially like at that restaurant, when the waiter was like, just looked at Haley and just said, "We're so glad you're here with us." You know, like those little, just those moments. You know, they mean everything to us. They really mean everything. And so it was incredible. But yeah, we just got married, went on tour. And if, you know, when this all happened, it was, it's wild. It's been an absolute roller coaster, but we're so thankful that right now we're in this sort of beautiful, like, looking back on it and like, oh my gosh, like what a moment of grace, what a moment of healing. And yeah, it's crazy.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, is Haley going to be performing with you this time, or is it still like on the shelf?
There's a possibility. I'm not gonna lie. There's a possibility. We're making sure that, like, you know, every single thing is, you know, we're not doing anything, being too hasty or being, you know, we're making sure that all the medical, all the doctors, everything is in line.
Right.
Everybody's in agreement. Everybody feels good. But more importantly, that Haley feels, extremely confident and she's very in tune with herself. You know, so there is a possibility, but I just don't want to promise anything because I just, you know,
sure,
there's no pressure. You know, I don't want to put there's no pressure. So, but I will say this, we just did a run through of the show and, the other day with the whole cast, the band, everybody. And by the way, everybody has come back, you know, and some people had gigs, they had shows they were doing, cause we weren't planning on going out now, you know, but they pretty much dropped everything, subbed for everything, and came to do the show. And that just, it meant how special this show was. And it's really great to the response. We had like an audience, and Bruno from Dancing with the Stars, my fellow judge, was there, and he's never seen one of my shows. And to see his reaction, in tears, and it was a good reminder of just like, man, it really is special. And, you know, somebody like Bruno, who is just a jokester and just full of energy, to see him so emotional meant the world to us. And we just can't wait to have that shared experience with everybody there when we come see them on April 24th. So we're excited.
That's awesome.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Well, go into the show itself, sort of the dazzling. Yeah. Let's do a flip on we did the medical emergency recovery angle pretty extensively. Thank you for that. To top it off. At the start, but let's flip over to the showmanship dazzling side. So last time I think you said that Symphony of Dance was like, you've done over 10 tours, but you said this was like the best you've ever done. So what makes it that, go into some of the, the choreography and the costume, all that kind of stuff.
I think there's a lot of care, a lot of thought into the show, the pacing, the dynamics, the journey. But yeah, the choreography, I have amazing choreographers collaborating with them. The dancers, their just ability, their athleticism, their artistry is just at a top tier. It's really, really, really incredible. And just the genres of music, from big band to old Hollywood to rock and roll to Latin music and ballroom dancing. And there's so much variety. That you'll love the dancing, but you'll love the music. And it's live, the saxophone player playing an amazing saxophone solo, you're just like, it's incredible. And the cello player just playing the strings and the dancers, it's just a full production. And it's just very, very exciting. And again, the heart, the fun, the humor, the comedy, but also the heart, at the end of it, is just very, it brings it all together, and that's what the symphony is about. The idea of symphony is togetherness, is uniting, is collaboration, because we're all great as individuals and we play our instruments and we all play our parts, but it's when we come together, we create something, so much greater than the sum of our parts. And that's what the show really, that's the heart of what the show is. And it means even more now, because of what's happened the past few months. It means so much more. Every dance, every performance we do, it has a different intention, a different feeling. And I thought it was special before, but this run is going to be, incredibly special.
I think it'll show on stage. I think you'll be able to tell, you knowing what happened, everyone in the audience knowing what happened in this area. It'll just be a little extra feeling behind every dance move. I truly believe it. Well, awesome. Well, I won't, since you just joined us literally like 4 months ago or whatever, I won't make you recount your whole, life story and career again, folks. You got go hit up the archives if you want to see it. But I know I'll just remind them real quick. You were born in Salt Lake City in 85 with like four sisters, including, the now famous Julianne Hough. And I think your parents, when they got divorced, they sent you and Julianne to London to study competitive ballroom dancing. And what makes Julianne such a great dancer? And what do you think she would say what makes you a great dancer?
With Julianne, my sis, Julianne?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, one with Julianne, she's full out always, 100% of the time, even in rehearsals, and she's fearless. She really is. She's an absolute fearless dancer. She'll try anything. She goes for anything. She's just full out, a lot of energy, a lot of impact. I don't know what she would say about me, but then she's definitely just absolutely fearless. She's incredible. Yeah. And it's awesome, too, having her back on as a host on Dancing with the Stars too. It's like just having the whole family back together. It's amazing.
That's so awesome. And then of course, before we run, we have to mention Dancing with the Stars. Of course, that's where you became the household name that everybody knows. And let's face it, probably why you sell out all these Symphony at Dance shows. Everyone knows you from that damn show. But you were there. I guess you actually still hold the record, I believe, of 6 wins. Of those ball trophies. Brooke Burke, Nicole yep. Scherzinger, Jennifer Grey, Kelly Pickler, Amber Riley, and Bindi Irwin were the 6. So yeah, did you have any particular I'm sure there's fond memories of all of them because they all won, but any particular dance that stands out above the others that you were like, damn, that was some of my best work on Dance with the Stars?
Well, I feel like my freestyle with Kelly Pickler was really special just because it was we never got through that dance ever until that one night, till the night it mattered. So that was you know, we would fall out of lifts or tricks wouldn't work or whatever it was. So that was like a really amazing moment. But you know, obviously dancing with Bindi Irwin was super special just because I was such a fan of her father, Steve Irwin. It was a privilege and an honor to be able to guide and mentor his daughter through this journey. And her energy, her light, her just like her charisma and personality were just off the charts and just really inspired me every week. And it was incredible. That's one thing about Dancing with the Stars, which is so special, is that it brings such an eclectic group of people from all different walks of life and professions into one room to move and to dance. You know what I mean? To do this, something that's primal, that's in us all. But, you know, you have an astronaut, a race car driver, Emmy Award winner, Grammy, you know, Oscar, NHL player. I mean, it's just every different walks of life in one room and we have a good time. You know, this show is incredibly special.
Absolutely. And you've judged World of Dance and Dancing with the Stars. You've done it on a bunch of different networks. But just talk about in general, I want to sort of in our final seconds, you mentioned that, you know, it's all walks of life and including, you know, professional, you know, athletes from other sports and NFL, NHL, all this kind of stuff. Talk about how sort of dance has, gosh, at least in your and my lifetimes, you know, in the last, I don't know, 20 some years since the show's been on, like, talk about how it's sort of become even more appreciated. And, you know, yeah. I guess it used to be Gene Kelly, Fred Astaire, we associated with Hollywood and the great movie musicals. But don't you think that, like, even athletes now, you know, when you get like Emmett Smith or whatever, go like Jerry Rice, whatever, they go on and you see how hard dancing actually is. Like, don't you think just pop culture, it's become much more respected, like all across the board?
Absolutely. I think it really has started with these, you know, dance shows. So You Think You Can Dance, you know, and Dancing with the Stars and World of Dance. And now, you know, social media with TikTok and Instagram. And there's just so much more accessibility to seeing great dancing. But also, like you said, you know, having, you know, world class athletes in different professions, you know, at the top of their game, learn how to dance and getting their testimonial basically of like, this is some of the hardest stuff I've ever done. You know, it bridges that gap of, you know, dance being sort of this niche art form to really bring it into this world of the artistic athlete. And that's what dancers are. They're athletes with artistry. And that's, for me, it's been amazing to see that expansion, that growth, that really just awareness and appreciation just expand over all these years. And it's just, it seems to keep on growing because I really believe part of that is because my belief is that, you know, dancing is really in us all. It really is. If you think about two things that brought people together, you know, think about like tribes, it was food and dance. It was, you know, the rituals, the way they move their bodies to sort of pray or to whatever it was. So we're tapping into a part of ourselves that's primal. And so when people who are like, I don't dance, and then they kind of start moving, they're like, it's like they experience something that's like, that feels familiar almost. So it's cool. It's cool to witness that.
Well, there you go. You said food and dance. So go. They can hit up, they can hit up Maidan and then come to Capital One Hall, see your show.
That's right.
And there you go.
Exactly.
That's great. Well, I really, really appreciate you joining us. And it was great catching up, you know, in terms of, you know, especially after such a, you know, a shocking. I mean, I remember seeing that story, the headlines, and I was like, oh, my God, we just interviewed him. I can't believe this. His wife is going. But I'm so glad that everything worked out. And I'm so glad that you're back out touring. That's awesome, man.
Thank you so much, man. We can't even believe it. We're kind of in shock. We're kind of like, is this real?
Is this real,
you
life?
Know. But it just shows it's a good sign. It's a good sign. So we're very fortunate. We're very lucky.
Absolutely. Again, everyone, it's Derek Hough, Symphony of Dance. It's going to be Wednesday, April 24th at Capital One Hall, Tysons, Virginia. Get your tickets now. Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. All the best.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man.
Thanks so much for listening to Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. Our theme music is Scott Buckley's Clarion. Remember to give us a 5-star rating if you like what you hear. We'll see you next time.